Good afternoon. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado keeps adding jobs, but they are not evenly distributed, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The government gained 1,700 jobs in October, according to the state's Labor Department. But it wasn't all good news on the jobs front. The private sector actually lost jobs. The construction sector lost the most jobs. A big reason private industries are lagging government job growth is higher interest rates, which makes it tough for businesses to borrow money and grow. But overall, the state's economy appears pretty healthy heading into the end of the year. The unemployment rate went from 3.2% to 3.3% last month, which is historically low. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Car dealers in Colorado are happy. New automobile sales have risen 5.5% so far this year compared to last. That's according to new data from the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. Matthew Groves is the president. He says the market is a mixed bag.
There is some turbulence in the car market. Cars are selling very well, but they're getting increasingly expensive as a result of interest rates.
Rising rates can add hundreds of dollars a month to the cost of a new car, but Robert McMahon, the general manager of Fillong Ford, said the increased sales make all dealers happy.
Well, up is always good news.
And he said there are many discounts that can help offset rising costs. And if you're looking to walk off some of that Thanksgiving dinner, Colorado Parks and Wildlife says admission to all state parks is free on Black Friday. It's the ninth year the event has happened, and there are 42 parks to choose from in all corners of the state. Officials say it's a state holiday, however, and some park visitor centers may not be open. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. 42 degrees in Colorado Springs, 37 in Denver at 2:06. Fresh air coming up next for you.